it was just at the quarter, we were having a quarter system at the university, and I had taken, I think, maybe one of my tests, and I had others to take, and mother said, you'll have to go back. I didn't want to go back to school. I wanted to stay with her, and she said, no, she said, if anything happens to your dad, you're the only one that I can depend upon helping me raise these other little kids. So...
How many were in your family?
Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
In your mother's occupation, she was a
housewife. Uh-huh. And she was a rancher. She could ride horses, and she could break horses. But anyhow, let me finish telling you what happened to her. Well, now that was on the second. I can't remember just what days, but there was only 4 days apart before the two funerals. We had the funeral at home. They're both buried out on the ranch. And the doctor came and gave her a shot so that she could rest. And I had only been in town back to school 1 or 2 days till I was called back for that mother had passed away, so.
Oh, wow. Sad. What about their social contacts? And first of all, your mother, her people, they were from?
From Georgia. There was one brother that came out, but...
Your mother was also born in Georgia?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
And their ancestry was...
Well, now, I've never traced the Hughes ancestry back because of, well, I've always felt badly because my uncle didn't help my mother. And both my mother and dad were musicians. They used to play. Now, you're talking about social contacts. Well, we had dances out in the country for just the country folks. There was two old bachelors. Their names were and they had they built a dance hall for the community, and mother used to play the banjo and dad played the fiddle.
Wow, so a group by themselves.
That
was great. So they'd always play these dances?
Oh, yeah, they played them.
Did they belong to any other organizations?
No, no, they didn't. At that time, that was 12 miles, and the only way we had of going was by foot, horseback, or wagon. It took all day for Dad to come to town after groceries in a lumber wagon, and then we'd always set a lamp in the window at night because some nights it was so dark, so that he could see the light to guide him home.
Yeah, come home in the dark. Hmm. What religious background?
Baptist. They were both Baptists.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you?
Me. Well, let's see. I'm the black sheep of the family. No.
I was
christened in them, in the Episcopal Church, but that was the only church that was here at that time when I was a young kid. And I have gone to we have a little Baptist church here that I go to whenever I go to a church.
Okay. And your education, you mentioned you've gone to college.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. I just like about 15 hours of having my BA degree, but things have always come up. Of course, I have a family. I have two of the most wonderful kids. I have a girl that's, God, she's 50 years old, and I always prayed when I was growing, when I was having my family, that at least I would live until they were through school. That was my one, because I didn't have... You know, I didn't have that opportunity. I went back. I had to go back after Mother died. And the teacher that we had at the ranch at that time, she looked over, kind of watched over the kids and Dad until December. Well, then when school was out, when university was out in December, I came home and I went to the county superintendent. And I had always substituted here at Rock River. While I was a senior, I substituted whenever the teachers were gone, and so I knew what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a teacher. Well, anyhow, I went home, and the first of the year, but there wasn't over 2 weeks' time,